So what I'm trying to do in these next few minutes, my goal is to put you and myself in the right mood. Everything in spiritual life depends on one's mental attitude. So the first thing I need you to do is kindly listen to this reading that I'm going to do. And then I will speak more about how we should approach this special privilege. I'll get into more of that later. But for now, just try to hear the words of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, without whom this is not happening. He says, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The word anavasara is used when Sri Jagannath Ji cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, snana yatra, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. That's the operative word, apparently. It's a leela. It's a pastime. He is therefore removed to his private apartment where no one can see him. In this temple, that private apartment is upstairs in what is known as Prabhupada's quarters. The Daitapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara. That is referring to the Jagannath temple in India. During the Anavasara, the resting period after Snanayatra, these Daityapatis also make the early morning offerings of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever and that the Daityapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. Actually, during this period, renovations are made on the body of the Jagannath deity. The renovation of Lord Jagannath is also known as Navayovana, which indicates that the Jagannath deity is being fully restored to youth. This occurs annually. Then, at the start of the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath once again comes before the public. Thus, for 15 days after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. So, it'll actually be for us 14 days, because Lord Jagannath will reappear on Sunday, August 3rd. When we have our Rath Yatra festival. August 4th. Thank you. Thank you. It's good. Somebody's paying attention. So August 4th. Now, there is an excerpt from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which gives us some clue as to how to see this Jagannath Rath Yatra and the Snana Yatra with transcendental vision. Due to separation from Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same great anxiety the gopis feel in separation from Krishna. In this condition, he gave up all association and went to Alalanath. So, we here in ISKCON, we understand and see Rath Yatra through the teachings and example of Lord Chaitanya. We learn so much about how to appreciate Rath Yatra from the life story of Lord Chaitanya, how he would celebrate the Rath Yatra. I highly recommend all of us that during the next 2 weeks, we read those sections of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if you don't have that book, Well then, get it. And you can get it probably right outside the door here at the book table, or go upstairs to the gift shop. Somehow or other, beg, borrow, or steal the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you want to read the chapters in the Madhya Lila somewhere around 12, 13, 14. Those three chapters, if you read them, when the day of Rath Yatra comes, you'll be what is called Jagannathized. You will be fully in the right consciousness of how to observe this Rath Yatra. For me personally, today is always the best day of the year. Why do I say that? Every Sunday you come, you see the doors open, you see there are the pujaris worshiping, and maybe you think, boy, I will never be able to. Yes, you can. Today is your day. Today, you can get up close and personal with God. You're going to get this close, because the deities are going to be right there on that ghat. And you will get this close, and you will get to bathe the just like the devotees do every morning. Every morning the deities are bathed. So this is very, very special, because most of us are not pujaris. Today, you're promoted. You got a pay raise. So it's a very, very special, special, and I use the word privilege. It's a privilege. There's a song that we sing every morning to Tulsi Devi, where we say every morning, please give me the privilege of devotional service. The ability to chant is a privilege. The ability to speak, to worship, to do any kind of service to God is a privilege. And therefore it should be cherished very, very nicely. Prabhupada would like to say a few words more about Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath. Prabhupada says, being absolute in all circumstances, Lord Jagannath's person, form, picture, and kirtan are all identical. So, kirtan. Some people, that perhaps is their only connection to Krishna, is through kirtan. For me, prasadam. And prasadam is also identical with Krishna. I could find so many purports. He didn't say it here, but I'm sure I can find. But this kirtan, while the bathing ceremony is going on, unlike you can go to so many temples all throughout the world, but in Prabhupada's temples, there must be kirtan. Because what is this movement? We are the Hare Krishna movement, not the Hindu movement or the Gujarati movement, the American, no. Our movement is the chanting of Hare Krishna. That's what, now if you didn't know that, if you're in the wrong place, but that's the club you joined. You joined the religion where we chant, we dance, and we take prasadam. That's why I joined. I'm being very honest. That when I heard from Prabhupada, this movement, Lord Chaitanya's movement, is about chanting, dancing, and I said, that sign me up. That's good for me. I like them. I can buy that easy. So all these things, Jagannath's person, the form, picture, kirtan, are all identical. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he was pacified. In other words, he had been feeling very morose due to separation from Jagannath. Because the 2 weeks the Lord is not visible in the temple, Lord Chaitanya used to feel intense separation. So intense spiritual separation. But as it says here, when he would hear the kirtan, he would feel relief. And what did Prabhupada once write to his disciple? Prabhupada said, kirtan, right? That is very, very special connection with Krishna. Kirtan. Our whole movement, Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. So while the Snana Yatra is going on, there will be very, very uproarious kirtan. There'll be loud chanting, loud dancing. Yes. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was one very close follower of Lord Chaitanya, his personal secretary, Swarup Damodar. And he would sing very loudly. And Lord Chaitanya loved his loud chanting. So, chant loud. Even if you don't have a microphone, you can still chant loud. Everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes, that is what will crack the heart and break through all the levels of Maya. Prabhupada says the conclusion is that whenever a kirtan of pure devotees takes place, the Lord is immediately present. By chanting the holy names of the Lord, we associate with the Lord personally. So even the deities, like right now the doors are closed, that's okay. You can still associate with God personally simply by chanting. What did Prabhupada used to say? When you chant, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. Who believes that? Jai. Yes. Believe it. The word Daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families such as Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or even Vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Daitas. So, today, you are also going to be a Daita. As I said, most of us cannot go on the altar. Today, you're being elevated, you're getting promoted. Hari Bol. Thus they are known as Daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of Snana Yatra up to the time as Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath car. Now we're going to get some history lesson from Prabhupada. In the book Kshetra Mahatmya, these Daitas are said to come from the Shabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. Yeah, you heard it right. However, among the Daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmin caste. Those Daitas, coming from Brahmin families, are called Daita Patis, or leaders of the Daitas. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Now, let's look at this word Jagannath. It's two words. Jagat Nath. Jagat means universe. Natha means Lord. So Krishna, he has unlimited number of names. So one of his names is Jagannath. He is the Lord of the universe. That means every planet, including Earth, every country, everyone. We hear in Bhagavad Gita twice. Krishna claims us as his, as our father. We are all children of God. Every one of us. Twice Krishna said, at one place he says, you are my Ansha. Ansha means part and parcel. You are part and parcel of God. So say hello to your neighbor. Also in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father of all the species of life. Not just human, 8,400,000 species of life. Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. So, now, the mood. This is key now. Because we have a privilege. Just imagine if you were invited to the White House to have personal meeting with the president. There would be a certain decorum that would be expected. So you are going to go up in front of God himself. Do not think that this is some statue or that this is some symbol. No. That is not how we are taught. Prabhupada taught us this is not wood or stone or marble or metal. I know it looks like that, but we are told don't think like that. This is directly God himself. So, what should be the proper mood? The proper mood should be, first of all, love. After all, didn't I say we're all his children? Right? So if I'm his child, shouldn't there be some love? All right, that's one thing. There should be love. Then, another thing, there should be proper respect, veneration, and Lord Chaitanya, from whom we learn how to observe this Rath Yatra and Snana Yatra, he gives a commandment. The Christian Bible has 10 commandments. Lord Chaitanya has 1 commandment. The commandment that should be worn around your neck for constant remembrance. What is that commandment? You should always be meek and humble. Always more tolerant than the tree. I should be ready to give all respect to anyone and everyone. Why? Because you're a child of God. You're not black, you're not white, you're not man, you're not woman. You are a child of God. I have to respect you. Because God is in your heart. And I cannot see otherwise. Now, and besides giving respect to everyone, I should not be concerned whether others respect me. That's the tough one. Yeah, that's the tough one. But this is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching us. Give all respects to others, even if they don't respect you. Ooh. So that's the 4 points. Humility. So when you go in front of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, humble, tolerant. In other words, how are you going to be tolerant? Because there's going to be a long line. And you may have to wait hours. But tolerant. And then you're going to see, because Silvasa is going to announce, there is going to be a priority line. And you may be the one
out there.
That's all right. Lord Chaitanya will bless you if you can maintain your tolerance and your humility. Because I was saying last night, I was giving a lecture last night. It's actually very scary. God is in your heart. He sees everything. You can hide from the IRS. Now, of course, we can't hide from the NSA. But I don't think they're in this temple room right now. So that's why you should turn off your cell phone so they can't know where you are. They can only track you if you have your cell phone on. But Krishna sees every single thing you think, feel, and will. It's actually scary if you like, whoa. So, Krishna, Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya will see every little thing that is done today. Now, another thing, if I may suggest, I use this word, suggest. Okay, are we going to have the deities circumambulate before? Alright, now, please, I know, because I've been at this temple since 1983, I know what happens. The deities come. Now, anyone who has carried the deities, I know, those deities are heavy. And people come up, the pujaris are struggling to carry, and everybody wants to touch the deities. Please, it's not necessary. You're actually making it very difficult for the pujaris when 8 million people come up and they want to be, oh, I got to touch, I got to. Am I right, pujaris? So please restrain. Because it's not easy carrying the deities and everybody's coming up trying to touch. I know. There are people right now who are saying, no, I ain't going to do what you say. I have to touch Jagannath Prabhu. But I know what it's like to carry those deities. So please, refrain. You will get your chance when they're on the bathing ghat. You will get your chance. For 2 weeks now, we're going to sing the prayers to Lord Jagannath. These prayers are very, very special. And there'll be a refrain in this line, which we sang at the beginning. Jagannath Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhava Tume. My dear Lord Jagannath, kindly be visible to me. Notice the humility. Kindly, please, be visible. So, are you ready to perform Snani Yatra? Thank you very much. I hope that you can maintain this nice mood. Now we turn it over to our leader, Suhas Prabhu.
Narantra Prabhu Ki Jai. So, yes, as Narantra Prabhu was saying, we request your patience and tolerance.